periodic.
Devlin.
State will please come to order. The clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. George. Gerard. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. President Courtney?
Is by the Reverend Karen Pollan from the First Presbyterian Church here in Salem.
I give you greetings from the session and congregation of First Presbyterian Church, and we want you to know that you will continue to be in our prayers throughout your legislative session. Let us pray. Almighty God, the elected officials of Oregon have convened. And perhaps they feel overwhelmed with so much to do and with the challenges that they face. For times are hard and people are hurting. And I'm afraid that even with all the goodwill and smarts in the world, the problems are too big. So bless them with strong, sustaining grace that will see them through long hours of work and debate. Bless them with tenacious kindness towards each other, so that even their disagreements may become the means to better ideas and bills. Bless them with relentless patience for the process and with outrageous hope for the future. And keep foremost in their thoughts the general welfare and well-being of their people. And together all of us pray that you will bless the people of our state. In your name we pray, amen.
I want to thank Senator Telfer leading us in the pledge and Reverend Pollan for today's invocation. We're under courtesies. I want to recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please, my fellow senators, who has a presentation, please.
Mr. President, thank you. Actually, I have a piece of information to share, and then I have a presentation for each of the members, but I'll talk about, first off, today I will ask the body to help me welcome into the world Trinity Celeste Goodry, my granddaughter, who was born this morning. In the wee hours of the morning, she was 7.5 pounds and 21 inches. So that'll be number three. So, Mr. President, I have the distinct pleasure and honor of having a third granddaughter, which I'll be pleased to present to the body at some future date. Just thought I'd share that with folks. That'll make the third grandchild I've had while serving as a legislator. So that's kind of fun. The other thing, Mr. President, is that yesterday I had the distinct honor of attending an event that will go down in philatetic history, Mr. President. And for those of you who are the philatelists among us, you will realize that that relates to the release of the Oregon State Stamp that occurred yesterday in Portland. And I'll ask the pages, please, to move forward to the member desks. The U.S. Postal Service distributed to each and every person who attended the unveiling of the Oregon State Stamp this program. And you will notice that on the program there is an exemplar of the stamp on the envelope. So turn it over and look at it. The stamp is done by a Beaverton, Oregon artist, and it is canceled. This is what we call a first day cover. So this is definitely a collector's item, and it's been presented to you as it was every person who attended, every member of the public who attended received one of these things. So I don't believe it qualifies as a gift, but it comes from the U.S. Postal Service. And I knew that every one of you who were not otherwise engaged would have loved to have been there to see the Oregon stamp unveiled. But in fact, there it is. So for your collection, and if you are a stamp collector, you'll add this. And if you're not a stamp collector, perhaps you'll start. The original art is of the Oregon coast, as you can see. It really is a rather remarkable portrait because as we were discussing the folks in the on the Oregon Trail who were coming over to the Oregon Trail, I was trying to imagine what it was, what it must have been to be on the Oregon Trail, coming across the prairie and the plains and the mountains, and what must have sustained people who mostly walked from St. Joseph, Missouri, must have been an image of the Western Sea. And that was the appropriate image that was chosen to commemorate Oregon's sesquicentennial. I took lessons on the pronunciation of that word from the president yesterday, or on the opening session. So this is Oregon sesquicentennial commemorative stamp, and I hope you will all enjoy it. And it is my firm belief that because we are obligated to dedicate 1% of the cost of the renovation of the wings to the purchase of art for the building, that at some point in time we ought to entertain a commission of the same artist that did this stamp to do an identical portrait of the Oregon stamp for the Oregon Capitol, and to purchase that for the Capitol Foundation for display in the Capitol. So, Mr. President, thank you very much for the opportunity to present this first day cover to all the members.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli. Congratulations on becoming a grandfather for a third time. I'm sure you're a very good and caring grandfather. Congratulations. Also, thank you for the presentation of the sesquicentennial stamp. That was a very nice gesture. And he came to me yesterday afternoon and presented the stamp to me. And I really do hope, in working with the Capitol Foundation, we can find a way to have a drawing of the stamp brought into the Capitol and posted. So thank you very much for that, too, Senator Ferrioli. Thank you, as we start to celebrate our 150th anniversary here in the state capitol. I do like the stamp very much. I'll just be very frank with you. I think it's a very attractive stamp, and I wanted to I'm a little upset because I was going to immediately take the stamp he gave me and put it on an envelope that I was sending to my youngest son, Adam, at Arizona State, and he informed me the stamp is canceled. You can't do that. So I didn't get to use the stamp. So I'm looking forward to being able to use my first sesquicentennial stamp. I don't have one. I don't know where to get them. So, Senator Farioli, if you'd let me know where that is, because I really would like to beat everybody on the floor to mailing the first letter with one of those stamps. You're standing up. You have anything more to say, or are you just standing up? You're just standing up. Senator Burdick, do you wish to have a courtesy?
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, you know you're really getting old when you start hiring the daughters of your friends for legislative assistance. And that is the circumstance I'm in today, to my great delight. At my desk is my newest legislative assistant, Caitlin Cushing. And she's a native Oregonian, graduated from the University of Oregon, about 30 years after I did. And she worked in Washington, D.C., again, about 30 years after I did. She was an intern with Representative Walden in the Congress. And since she moved back to Oregon, she's worked in transitional housing at Portland Impact. And she wanted me to close with the statement that now I'm here, woohoo.
Well, thank you, Senator Burdick. Caitlin would like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. I've already met you. Thank you for being willing to help Senator Burdick with her significant duties and responsibilities as the chair of the Revenue Committee and as a member of Rules. So I really appreciate the fact you're willing to work with her in her office. And I know also that you've run Hood to Coast. We've talked about that. So I admire you greatly for that as well. So thank you very much. Recognize Senator Lori Moniz Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the privilege of introducing my intern. It's Jonna Sonuk. She's getting her, she goes to Oregon State University and is getting her master's in public health management and policy. She actually got her degree in journalism and public relations from Istanbul University, where she actually grew up and is from. She works for Pacific Source Health Plan full-time as a legal and compliance contract development specialist, and she has three children, and I would like the body to welcome her.
Thank you, John. We would like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. If that university is on the hill in Istanbul, I think I visited it a year ago, if that's the one, and overlooking the, it's just unbelievable. If that's the one, it's quite a place, so I think I've been there. So congratulations, and thank you for coming and helping the good Senator Lori Moniz Anderson. Thank you. Welcome. Recognize Senator Margaret Carter, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, and colleagues. Working on my staff with me this year and new to the political process is my staff, Kayla Hutt. And so she and John are working together, and I'd like for her to get a chance to meet all of you, and this is her first time, as I said, working in the political process, so please don't fail to say hello. And when you see her doing things, know that it's all new for her. I'd like for you to welcome her, Mr. President.
Thank you. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to Kayla. Of course, we've met before. Glad you're willing to help Senator Mark Carter. You have a tremendous job in front of you, and I know that you're using a lot of barrels in that office. And so if you need help there as well, we'll help you further. So thank you, Kayla. Any further courtesies? Remonstrances? Recognize Senator Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like permission to use a visual aid.
Please feel free to use a visual aid.
Thank you. You and I participated, and many of our colleagues, in a group leadership learning session on Tuesday. Spent a lot of time together about how to be better legislators and great leaders. And one of the conversations that you and I had was about this new dog policy in the Capitol. And you know I'm very upset about that because my first dog, Spike, lived to be 14 years old, a little Yorkie toy poodle mix, and he spent his final days here in the Capitol with me in my office. And we waited about 5 years and have a new dog, Toby, a Tibetan Terrier, who now is banished from this building. So, Mr. President, I was left with no choice. I have Spot here on my desk, and Spot is very sad. As you can see, he cannot have friends here anymore. But I went out and bought a new dog to replace Toby while I'm at the Capitol, and this dog is Max. And, Mr. President, Max comes complete with the ability to point. He also, if you're all worried about dogs doodling on the carpet, Max has the ability to do things on his own, and complete comes with a doggy bag inside. So, Mr. President, when I told you the other day that I had my dog in my office, I was telling you the truth. This is Max. He's not soft, he's not furry, he's not cuddly, he's metal. He was crafted in Bali, where every home has a dog. And he will be living with me in the Capitol while my dog is banished and stays at home. So I hope you are happy about that. And I just wanted to let you know my feelings. Thank you.
Recognize Senator Frank Morris, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. I know that this remonstrance speaks for the entire body. We have enjoyed settling in to new quarters. They are artfully done, not overstated, and I personally have a great appreciation, and I know I extend this on behalf of the body, for your leadership and making the changes possible. We adopted the bill, but there was a lot of work that went into making all of those decisions. And, Mr. President, I, for one, am deeply appreciative of the new environment that we have in this building and would like to say thank you for what you've done for us.
Thank you, Senator Morris. Are there further remonstrances? The messages from the House, the reports from the conference committees, reports from standing committees. Reports from special committees, propositions and motions. Actions on executive points require Senator Marquez, for what purpose do you arise?
Mr. President, I do have a remonstrance.
Without objection, I will return to remonstrances. Please proceed.
Mr. President, my apologies. I thought this was going to be a special order of business, but we will be doing on a regular basis sesquicentennial history minutes throughout this.
Sesquicentennial?
The 150th year history. I do know how to say sesquicentennial. So here's the first one. In 1938, archaeologist Luther Cressman and a team of University of Oregon students uncovered 75 sagebrush sandals at Fort Rock Cave in Lake County, Oregon. The Fort Rock sandals had been covered in volcanic ash from the eruption of Mount Mazama 7,000 years earlier, an event that not only formed Crater Lake, but that also may have contributed to a climate change that made the Fort Rock area more arid. Through radiocarbon dating and extensive research, Cressman determined that the sandals were more than 9,000 years old. And in further excavations of the Fort Rock area during the 60s, Cressman and University of Oregon graduate student Stephen Bedwell found evidence of tools and campfire remains as far back as 13,000 years. These important archaeological discoveries are the earliest evidence of human habitation in Oregon. In June 1963, at the Fort Rock excavation site, Cressman read the celebratory dedication that designated Fort Rock Cave as a national historic landmark. And in 1998, Gordon Wanick, a businessman from Lapine Bend who owned the land around Fort Rock, donated his claim to the Archaeological Conservancy.
Thank you. Further discussion under remonstrances. That objection will return to the regular order of business. We were under propositions and motions. Action executive points requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction of first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 101 relating to greenhouse gas. Senate Bill 102 relating to solid fuel burning devices. Senate Bill 103 relating to fees for air contamination sources and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 104 relating to fee schedule for federal operating permit program and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 105 relating to penalties for environmental laws. Senate Bill 106 relating to Oregon Youth Authority. Senate Bill 107 relating to interstate compacts and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 108, relating to the practice of veterinary medicine. Senate Bill 109, relating to the sellers of travel. Senate Bill 110, relating to death benefits paid to workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill 111, relating to programs administered by Office of Private Health Partnerships. Senate Bill 112, relating to reemployment of retired members of public employees' retirement system. Senate Bill 113, relating to accreditation in post-secondary schools. Senate Bill 114, relating to academic degrees, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 115, relating to Oregon University System payroll deductions. Senate Bill 116, relating to capital construction for higher education. Senate Bill 117, relating to dentistry. Senate Bill 118, relating to delegation of authority with an Oregon University System. Senate Bill 119, relating to discipline by Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 120, relating to first aid cards, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 121, relating to requirements for school personnel, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 122, relating to alternative education, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 123, relating to child abuse records, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 124, relating to operating a vehicle without driving privileges. Senate Bill 125, relating to student traffic safety education courses, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 126, relating to testing of commercial drivers for controlled substances. Senate Bill 127, relating to financial responsibility requirements for motor vehicles. Senate Bill 128, relating to documents issued by Department of Transportation. Senate Bill 129, relating to commercial driver's licenses, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 130, relating to dietitians. Senate Bill 131, relating to the name and board regulating naturopathic medicine. Senate Bill 132, relating to the Board of Naturopathic Examiners. Senate Bill 133, relating to the imposition of sanctions by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Senate Bill 134, relating to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Senate Bill 135, relating to alcoholic beverages. Senate Bill 136, relating to purchases regulated by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Senate Bill 137, relating to the Oregon State Board of Nursing. Senate Bill 138, relating to the Oregon State Board of Nursing and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 139, relating to the Oregon State Board of Nursing. Senate Bill 140, relating to real estate licenses. Senate Bill 141, relating to the regulation of escrow agents. Senate Bill 142, relating to professions regulated by the State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying. Senate Bill 143, relating to the practice of engineering exemptions. Senate Bill 144, relating to the State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying. Senate Bill 145, relating to the State Board of Geologist Examiners. Senate Bill 146, relating to the State Board of Massage Therapists. Senate Bill 147, relating to landscaping. Senate Bill 148, relating to regulation of charitable corporations and prescribing effective dates. Senate Bill 149, relating to satisfaction and monetary obligations imposed in judgment for benefit of victim. Senate Bill 150, relating to physician hold on person needing emergency treatment for mental illness and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 151, relating to administration of estates. Senate Bill 152, relating to purchase authority of state agencies responsible for state institutions. Senate Bill 153, relating to disproportionality in child welfare, foster care, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 154, relating to senior prescription drug assistance program. Senate Bill 155, relating to chief medical officers of state institutions, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 156, relating to provision of integrated mental health services. Senate Bill 157, relating to criminal records checks. Senate Bill 158, relating to health care. Senate Bill 159, relating to communicable diseases. Senate Bill 160, relating to HIV testing of individuals in state institutions, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 161, relating to hospice programs, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 162, relating to disclosure of information about residents of adult foster homes. Senate Bill 163, relating to nursing assistance. Senate Bill 164, relating to reporting of assets for public assistance programs. Senate Bill 165, relating to mental health program services. Senate Bill 166, relating to public facility training and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 167, relating to participation in self-pay groups for benefit plans administered by public employees benefit boards. Senate Bill 168, relating to agencies and appropriating money. Senate Bill 169, relating to airports. Senate Bill 170, relating to rural airports. Senate Bill 171, relating to fiscal hazards in air navigation. Senate Bill 172, relating to regulation of tax practitioners. Senate Bill 173, relating to membership of State Board of Psychology Examiners. Senate Bill 174, relating to State Board of Psychologist Examiners. Senate Bill 175, relating to psychologist licensing exemptions. Senate Bill 176, relating to trust for cultural development and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 177, relating to practice of social work. Senate Bill 178, relating to the authority of Department of State Lands. Senate Bill 179, relating to records of Department of State Lands, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 180, relating to consolidation of state tax returns. Senate Bill 181, relating to tax treatment for expensive use of intangible property paid to related members. Senate Bill 182, relating to treatment of financial organizations in tax law and prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 183, relating to taxation of demolished property and prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 184, relating to pesticide use reporting system and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 185, relating to State Department of Agriculture agreements. Senate Bill 186, relating to Agriculture Development Division. Senate Bill 187, relating to State Department of Agriculture refunding the payments. Senate Bill 188, relating to penalties imposed for violations of food safety laws. Senate Bill 189, relating to forest land fire protection. Senate Bill 190, relating to State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 191, relating to surface mining operations, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 192, relating to historic property tax incentives, prescribing effective dates. Senate Bill 193, relating to state water resources strategies. Senate Bill 194, relating to water use measurements. Senate Bill 195, relating to wave energy and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 196, relating to in-stream water rights. Senate Bill 197, relating to student law clerks for public utility commission and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 198, relating to Oregon Racing Commission licensing actions. Senate Bill 199, relating to Oregon, relating to affordable housing tax credits and prescribing effective dates. Senate Bill 200, relating to homelessness. Senate Bill 201, relating to energy efficiency and low-income housing and property money. Senate Bill 202, relating to construction contractors. Senate Bill 203, relating to construction contractors. Senate Bill 204, relating to construction contractor bonding. Senate Bill 205, relating to construction contractors. Senate Bill 206, relating to persons regulated by the Construction Contractors Board. Senate Bill 207, relating to compensation for victims of juvenile crime. Senate Bill 208, relating to suspension of driving privileges. Senate Bill 209, relating to discovery of sexually explicit material. Senate Bill 210, relating to mental incapacitation. Senate Bill 211, relating to batterer intervention programs and appropriating money. Senate Bill 212, relating to administration of criminal fine and assessment account funding for victims assistance programs and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 213, relating to the Attorney General's regulation of tobacco. Senate Bill 214, relating to the Attorney General's regulation of tobacco. Senate Bill 215, relating to the corroboration of confessions. Senate Bill 216, relating to gaming events conducted by tax-exempt organizations. Senate Bill 217, relating to historic preservation and resolving the loan fund, property money, and court emergency. Senate Bill 218, relating to crime victims' compensation program benefits. Senate Bill 219, relating to medical examinations conducted in cases of suspected child abuse. Senate Bill 220, relating to administration of crime victims' fund by Department of Justice Crime Victim Services Division. Senate Bill 221, relating to student records and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 222, relating to student records and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 223, relating to campus safety and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 224, relating to suspension of driving privileges. Senate Bill 225, relating to alcohol offenses by persons under 21 years of age.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures, third reading of Senate measures, first reading of House measures, second reading of House measures, third reading of House measures. In accordance with SR .843, subcommittee referral list 1, 2, and 3 were distributed to members January 12th. Referral list 4 and 5 were distributed January 13th. And 6 was distributed January 14th. The referrals will be recorded in the Journal of the State Report is so ordered. Effective immediately, I'm making the following appointments to the Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Information Technology, Senator Betsy Johnson, Senator Jackie Winters. Under announcement, recognize Senator Devlin.
Mr. President, for my Senate colleagues, please come immediately to your new caucus room. Do not go to lunch. Do not go back to your offices, and we will try to get you on your way in about 15 minutes. So thank come directly to caucus.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Mr. President, I was almost certain that the good majority leader thought that his Senate colleagues were 29 other members, but clearly he is only referring to his colleagues as the Democrats. But I would like to remind the Republicans that they need to get their lunch, because we wouldn't want to see them perish from lack of nutrition, and come to our caucus room as close to noon as you can possibly get there. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator. Thank you, Senator Ferrioli. Any other announcements? If seeing none, I recognize Senator Devlin for a second time.
Yeah, point of personal privilege.
Excuse me. Please state the privilege that you seek.
I thought that my character was being impugned since I am the only one on the floor that can make that motion. That's what I cited.
Since I don't think a lot of people were listening to you, I don't know how your character could have been impugned. So.
I just wanted to correct for the record, Mr. President. I said, well, my Senate Democratic colleagues. Yes, I did not say just the Democratic senators.
All right. All members are supposed to go to their respective caucuses according to some plan that their leader has explained here on the floor to the extent that people were listening. Is there any further announcements? There are no further announcements. Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11:15 a.m., which is tomorrow, Friday the 16th. We are adjourned.